next morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not. He's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Good morning, everybody.
I can't get it. It won't come back. It's just not coming back.
Cox and security.
Then this morning, I walked by a tree, and my whole head exploded for like a minute and a half. I don't know what's going on. I'm being eaten alive by non-allergy allergies. It's gone. Voice is gone. Hi, everybody. My name's John. There's Brady. There's Brett.
Hi.
There's Big Dick Toledo. I know. It's not easy. It's not easy being me right now. It's brutal. Feel no pain. Got no scratchies. Got nothing. Just can't get it together. U-Fest. Damn U-Fest. You know what it is? It's those West Side trees.
I blame it all on the West Side.
I was breathing in too many fumes from decaying bodies and stuff like that out in the West Valley. My God. That's it. I can't go out there anymore.
I agree.
I'm with you. Let's no more U-Fest in the West Valley. It is brutal. I don't know what's got me, but it's got me. Also, I want to do right now is just sleep, wake up, watch Fallout, and go back to sleep. Are you guys watching Fallout at all?
No.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Like, I never played the game. I watched people play the game. You know, I'd seen people play it. I'm like, that looks pretty fun. I never got around to playing it. They've figured out how to make video games TV shows again. Because I remember for the longest time, you'd get like the video game would be popular, and then they came out with Halo, and oh, they were awful.
Brutal.
Just terribly bad. Not anymore since they did the series on HBO, The Last of Us. And now the Fallout is just awesome. So good. I've already got my Halloween costume all settled. You got to watch this thing. If you guys aren't watching, it's just exciting.
Get on it.
It's pretty great. Another thing I tried to watch but couldn't yesterday. I had people asking me, like, you got to watch it. Evidently, Brittany Griner was on ABC, and she was crying and whining about her time over in, because she's got that book coming out and all
How
that.
It all happened?
Yeah.
I just had to get everybody out there. I just want everybody to know the truth.
All right. Yeah, she went out there and said, she was, now, again, nobody presses her. Nobody, you put the full court press on the questions. Talk about the mistake. You mean the which story? tell me the one story Brittany Griner stuck to with the thing that happened in Russia. At first, she didn't know it was there. Second, she thought it was okay. Third, it was not supposed to be there. Fourth, she's pretty sure she got planted on her. Like everything, every single thing she did when she got caught was to lie. And I admire that. I think that's a great move. It's like what Brett will tell you. Never deny it.
Deny it all.
But
yeah.
When you actually are, you know, beaten down, go with that. I lied like crazy to try to get it. At least be honest with him. Don't start acting like I made this egregious mistake and I paid for it. And like, no, don't be the, you know, don't act like you took this on, this responsibility and this accountability and everything else. And I visualized everything I worked so hard for crumbling and going away. Now she spent time in the cell just being sad and thinking about her own mistakes. It's like she's been coached. Like this is all coaching. And it just seems so inauthentic. Nothing about this thing seems real to me.
That's why they didn't ask her the questions. The real
yeah, that's
questions
true,
weren't
it's
asked.
Powder
it's
puff. All coached, it's all coached nonsense. But why everybody's on her side? If this was another, I watched an interview with Bryant Gumbel and Pac-Man Jones. And granted, Pac-Man Jones did a lot of stuff to get arrested. Like the dude liked being in jail, I think, like 9 times. And he's an idiot. And he was guilty like every time. But he never said he was. And he stuck to his story when Bryant Gumbel asked him, like, you've said after a couple of the arrests, you just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
It happens.
And Pac-Man said, happened every arrest. And he said, 9 arrests, you just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Pac-Man goes, yup.
It happens.
And that was it. That was Pac-Man. And that's what I
Some
admire.
Some people live their life like that.
I admire.
Always in places at the wrong time.
Yeah, but he's lying. That's the part I liked. that he said that at first. He's like, I got to run with this. This ball will not stop rolling unless I stop pushing it. And he just said it like 9 times. 9 arrests. Several murders. I just happened to be nearby.
Right.
Came after Pac-Man.
First problem.
Right. And I'm like, you know what? That's a load of bullshit. But I admire the fact that you're not putting that down.
But the thing is, like I say, deny, deny, deny. But keep to the same goddamn story.
Exactly.
At least run it into the ground.
Griner has told 8 stories from jump.
It wasn't in there. I didn't run out of mine. This is mine. I don't. What, somebody planted that? I was for medicinal purposes.
What, did you have it or not?
The Russians are framing me.
No.
It doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter what her story is because she's out of there. She can't get into any trouble. You know? Yeah.
Well,
who's going to bother?
Yeah, now, either? Well, right. But isn't that what the media, if you're sitting down and doing an interview with her, you're supposed to go, all right, let's get the truth. Journalism is supposed to go, tell me the truth. Let's do this interview and you tell me that. I remember Morley Safer from 60 Minutes years ago was talking to Tina Fey. Now, I think it was an outtake, but he was talking to Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin came in because it was about 30 Rock. Alec Baldwin came in and sat down and they started to talk. And Alec Baldwin said, I always wanted to be a 60 Minutes reporter. And Morley said, you'd hate this job. And Alec said, why? And he said, because everyone you sit and talk to lies to you. And he said, even Tina Fey? And he said, yeah. And he said, why did she say I was talented? It was actually a really funny line. But it was Morley Safer's like that his job is to find out when you're lying, expose it, find the real story behind why you lied, what you're lying about. And that's what 60 Minutes used to do. 60 Minutes used to have that, you know, that power. They're the ones who broke down the entire cigarette industry.
And create new lies for other people.
Well, 60 Minutes now is a different animal. But yeah. Back in the day when it actually mattered, back when the Cronkite School of Journalism was built around the ideas, like your job is to not be the story and not have an opinion about the story. It's about to report the story factually to the best of your ability. What happened? Oh, I was in panic mode. I was packing so fast. That was her story last night. And I just threw everything in there. I said, all right, I'm ready. When we got to the airport and I saw it, I'm like, how could I have made such an egregious error?
That's not what you said originally when you said it wasn't in there. And then you said it was medical. Then you said nothing about it was illegal.
Can't question her, though.
No, you can't. You're not allowed to question. Nope. That bugs me. That bugs me in a big way.
She could explain that. Then I went into, you know, into protection mode. Why is that in there? Medicinal. I've got a medical card.
Then you said it.
Scramble. No. You're scrambling.
Scramble.
To save.
Let's go. Make it a thing. Anyway, they were just so annoying. And another thing that finally kind of happened that I'm happy about. I've talked to several people who watched that Quiet on the Set documentary about Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
And that Dan Schneider guy's finally suing.
Yep.
Good for him because
I agree.
I watched that and I thought to myself, he was an asshole. Worst crime that guy committed was he was an asshole. It's a little weird to make the teens do the jokes they were doing, you know, pickles through glory holes. I don't know if you've seen the documentary.
Not yet.
I didn't watch a lot of Nickelodeon.
I felt creepy watching, you know.
I was in my mid-20s, I guess, when this was all, maybe even older than that, when this was all a thing. Might even been 30s, early 30s.
I mean, I remember Double Dare and stuff way back in the day, but like this era, I didn't know nothing about.
Now, they kept saying that they kept, because if you watch the documentary, they keep saying like all these young starlets. And I remember when Brady, you had a thing for Dove Cameron.
Well, Kirby was watching that iCarly and Josh and Drake.
And you were into a couple of the girls. You were telling me about them. Like, yeah. Dove Cameron's hot. And you liked
Ariana Grande.
She was on there. Who was the other one? The dark haired girl that was the singer. Not Ariana, but. Victorious. Victorious was the show, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. But you watched that. And they were letting it, you know, the kids would watch, but the parents were in the room a lot of times. So there was a couple of jokes. They would squirt things on these girls' faces far too often.
Mm.
I know. Well, exactly. I mean, so, like, she's a lesbian now, that Dove Cameron.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, what a waste.
That's right.
Yeah. She's gorgeous. But they spent a lot of time on Nickelodeon in the scripts, like, all right, shoot some lotion on her face. And then, you know, money shots were one of the jokes. It was pies to the face, only it was the new way. And it was, you know, there was some moments where you could tell what they were up to.
I think it's Victoria Jackson.
Is it? No, she was on Saturday Night Live in the 80s. That was the 80s. It, Justice, is that right?
Justice.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so she, all that was going on. And then, of course, there were a couple people raping folks. And then they take the whole documentary. They say, Dan Schneider was a jerk. Here's a guy named Brian Peck who raped people like crazy, kids. And then back to Dan Schneider's a jerk, which I didn't understand the last couple episodes. Yeah, they didn't like the Dan Schneider guy. Yeah, he ran a toxic work environment, boo-hoo. But again, people ask, where were the parents? Why is it that the fame thing?
So he was just a dick, basically.
He was a dick plus.
Okay.
He had a little extra on him, you know. Okay. He had some power, too. So it became, and he's admitted so
because
much.
Because as an actor, you know, he's put into the movies, he was always kind of the fat guy in the role.
Well, that's what he couldn't help that. He was
right.
The fat guy.
Then he gets the position of power.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning Sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
He wrote and made all that money for him, and he just became kind of a dick. But he's suing him now because he's in the middle of this documentary, which, as I watched it, I'm like, yeah, as much as I enjoy watching Ariana Grande's dumb character try to squeeze juice out of a potato, and there's something to it. Like, she's got a potato, and she's two-fisting that thing and just, for like a minute and a half, and I'm like, this is something you usually have to pay for, and I enjoy it, but it was supposed to be for kids, and she's way underage and all that, blah, blah, blah. But you want to go back and find things like that and then say, all right, this guy's a bad guy. And all the people that were raped, and there were a few, turned to that Dan Schneider guy and said he was in their corner. That Drake guy.
Yeah.
Dan Schneider was my, like, the only one at the whole company that was in my corner.
Once she found out what happened, and, you know, Snyder's point is my career, my legacy has been ruined.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they destroyed the guy.
So he wasn't raping. He was just.
He did nothing close to raping. He was just a dick. Okay. He was in charge of everything.
Okay.
While raping was going on. And when he found out about it. And then, you know, Disney went on and hired the rapist after he got out of jail and put him on another kid's show.
Oh, man.
So it's not like it was, you know, this. He was the least. To me, as I watched that documentary, and I've watched little bits afterwards, like, what did I miss? He was the least troubling part of the documentary. Troubling, yes. Had it just been him and no rapes had occurred, you'd watch the documentary and be like, geez, what an asshole. Now, that must have been rough for those kids. That can't be fun. And it was a little weird. Some of the writing was a little bit like adult for the kids. Oh, well. What are you going to do? Yeah, probably shouldn't work anymore with kids. Okay. But then they get into three episodes in a row where a guy was just ramming that Drake Bell kid. And then they're like, wasn't Dan Schneider a jerk? Like, yeah, nothing. I'd take a bad boss over a dude who's banging my ass on a regular basis against my will. You can give me a boss that yells at me all day over a dude who's, you know, anally penetrating me. I've got a real clear one that that's
pretty
not a pick'em. Yeah, the FanDuel on that one leans one way and one way only. There's a heavy favorite in my life on that, but he's going to sue him for millions. I think he's going to get it for sure. I think that guy.
Yeah, I think he has something there.
Definitely going to get it because you can do a documentary about people and go and make them look bad, but then you throw in that kid rape and say you were in charge while that was going on. I say, yeah, but I wasn't doing that. And that's the the older you get, the more you realize if there was like. Kids in trouble because of someone here, and we found out about it. There's Bretland. Maybe you would because the kids thing. You know, there's an ounce of me that wouldn't tattle on that.
Oh, kid thing. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, if I found out that somebody in this building, I won't name names. I got my eyes on a couple of them. Were into like teenagers. And you're like, is that happening? And they're like, yeah, it's definitely happening. I wouldn't. There's nobody I'm that close to. Nobody in my life I'm that close to that I'd cover for him. Not at all. Murder is another one I'm big on. Brett will let that fly because, you know, some people deserve it.
Things happen.
But I'm not, I don't love anyone enough. Call me crazy. I don't love anyone enough not to rat them out for a child, animal, or murder. Like child abuse, animal abuse, and murder. Those are the three things I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty much just going to tell on you immediately. I don't want you around me.
But I wouldn't tell on somebody that murdered a child molester. That just happens.
Now, again, now we're drawing fine lines. It's not all black and white. Yes, if I found out, like Scott Taylor, murdered a child molester, and he confides in, dude, I murdered that guy. I'm like, what? The child molester, I murdered him. I'm like, why? Holy cow. All right. I can't be around you for a while. That's basically the mob way. It's like, let's get him out of here. But I don't love anyone enough.
When it's something that's on the border, because I think about Seinfeld.
Yeah,
38 years old.
Had a 17-year-old girlfriend, but it was legal.
It was legal, but nowadays, even if it's
they'd eviscerate the guy, but it was legal. New York, the parents knew he dated it when he was 38. He had a 17-year-old girlfriend. He was taking her to the Emmys. He'd take her like everybody knew Shoshana or Shoshana. Lonstein. And plus, in 1995, when he's doing this, and this girl had natural D cups that started at her shoulders, they were the most. There wasn't a dude on the planet that's like, she's not 17. It used to be something you did. Have you ever seen her?
No, I'm looking her up
right now. When Jerry was dating her, whoa, she stood out.
And it was approved.
Cans. Parents liked it. Jerry's like, I'm in. But yeah, he should probably catch a little heat for that if we're going to be retroactive about everything. But in New York, it was legal at the time. That's everybody's.
Nice kill, Seinfeld.
Oh, Seinfeld destroyed that. And you look and you're like, she's 17? She had the biggest boobs I've ever seen. And men are booby blind. And Seinfeld was a bit of a weirdo. Yeah, there she is. My goodness.
Man.
Come on. Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right. Now he's showing pictures in bikini. Well, that's enough of that.
It's killed Jerry.
I might be the only person. You know what I think, though, too, is that Nickelodeon thing appealed more to little girls. I don't think boys liked it as much. And now they're all in their early 40s, and they're looking back going, oh, they made all those girls do all sorts of sexual stuff. So I think it affects them more. Guys were like, meh. And we probably knew more than most girls. Teenage boys know about money shots. We're like seeking out porn at an early age. I don't think girls know that about us. I don't think girls know when our brain flips over to go, find boobs. And then with the internet, back then especially, in like the early 2000s, you could find money shots. So I think teenage boys knew the joke a little bit more than teenage girls did about, you know, when they were shooting lotion on Ariana Grande's face and pouring water all over her. It wasn't right. But I think the teenage boys were involved, and I don't think they're as mad. I think teenage girls are like, hey, we got fooled. That show wasn't about innocent little girls singing and going to high school. I didn't even know about it, but Zoe 101 was Britney Spears' sister. Yeah. And all they did was sit around in bikinis and talk to each other. I'm like, man, where was that? So like, we had Saved by the Bell. Same thing. I watched Saved by the Bell a lot.
And then when Showgirls came out.
Oh, my God. I started beating it in the theater. Oh, yeah. I was just like, man, we're going to do this. If Jesse Spano wants to, if she wants to show us, if she's on the no-dos again and trying to study for tests, but she's got her top off. Showgirls was the best episode of Saved by the Bell in the entire series. That's how I looked at it. I just looked at Jesse was inevitably going to be a stripper.
And it was written about as well as Saved by the Bell, too.
Exactly. The only thing missing from Showgirls is Mr. Belding telling Jesse she shouldn't do it. Now, she leaves. She was a dancer on Saved by the Bell. She wanted to be an entertainer. Things weren't working out. She got into drugs a little bit. Remember when she was like, I can't. She had the
taking speed.
The speed. We all remember that very special episode. And then, of course, that devolves into her being Nomi Malone in Vegas, working at, you know, trying to be a showgirl. And she, great. But that was Saved by the Bell, what's supposed to happen. These girls at Nickelodeon in the early 2000s, they got nothing on what happened to the ladies of Saved by the Bell. Lark Voorhees, Turtle, Lisa Turtle, she went crazy. Jesse Spano got naked for everybody. T- Tiffany Amber Thiessen did too, and then found Jesus or something, started to cook and got big. But yeah, the girls at Nickelodeon, if they want to really impress me, will go the route of Spano and just go full on naked and then ride the guy from, what was it? I don't know. It was Kyle MacLachlan, right? That
yeah, dude, she's
in the
yeah.
pool. Oh my goodness.
Oh man.
Showgirls. Talk about a fastback though. She was so disappointing from that angle, and I thought she was just perfect.
We just wanted to see the cans at that point.
And we saw them.
Oh, yeah. Boy, Tiffany Amber Thiessen is really...
I know, she's...
What a crime.
She might have eaten Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
What a crime.
It is good.
I thought she slimmed down a little bit.
I don't know what standard you're holding her to. She used to be Kelly Kapowski, Brady. When she was Kelly Kapowski at the beach, remember the beach ones?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they used to do that to those kids, okay. too. Oh, yeah. No, she's... Yeah, she's not. That's not good. That's the horrors of aging.
Wrecking.
it's not fair. It's not fair that we attack, but yeah, that's not right. And then you go back to the episodes where she's on that beach where they all got jobs at the summer jobs at the beach. Oh, forget it.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning Sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98 KUPD.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Weird green bikinis where she was suddenly a lifeguard, and that was a beatdown show. That everything about that thing was pushed in our direction to go, hey guys, want to toss one during the mid afternoon television? It was great
because Leah Remini showed up on that show too.
Yep, yeah, and she looked great.
Oh yeah.
Those were the beach episodes. Yep. You remember, Brett was half hard watching TV at 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah,
I was at full staff at 4:30. The best.
I was just outside of that.
You missed it. Yeah, and then even being outside of it, a few years later, God, it had to be like 2005, they used to show it on TBS at 4:35 in the morning. And when I get up for work, I'd turn it on and just have it on in the background. Watching old Saved by the Bells, getting ready for work. And I'm not going to lie, a couple of times it worked again. It got me going. It was my throwback. It was like being in a time machine, a masturbation time machine. What? I just invented a thing. So, yeah, that Nickelodeon thing. None of those girls went on and did Showgirls, so I don't respect any of them. Someone went on and became actually super famous. And there is that girl that was on Boy Meets World. She went into porn. But that wasn't Nickelodeon. Anyway, if you're a parent, you want your kid to be a superstar, and you keep putting them on TV, you're of course
they're going to get raped.
Of course, I forget. Bill Maher just brought this up. I think it was him who said they asked. I think it was Billy the Kid or Jesse James. Like, why do you rob banks? And he goes, "It's where they keep the money." He said, "So if you're a child molester, where do you think you're going to hang out? Nickelodeon. It's where they keep the kids." Makes the most sense. And so, yeah, that documentary is, I think girls watch it and think something needs to be done. And guys watch it and they're like, it's a fine line. They're pushing a line here, but making these young girls sexualizing these young girls. It's not pretty in hindsight. But nobody back then was complaining when they were teenagers, you know, checking out the girls' clothes.
Get your mind out of the gutter. That's not why they're doing
kind it. Kind of, yeah. But when you're squirting Dove Cameron in the face with lotion, and I'm like, now I'm old, and I'm watching that, and I'm going, yep, I know what they did that for. But when you're younger and somebody gets squirted in the face with lotion, you just laugh. Until you've seen a money shot, that's a pie to the face. There's nothing to it. Like if I took Brady right now and a bunch of six-year-olds in a room, and I took some lotion, and I'm like, and I'm even like thrusting it towards you and shooting you in the face. All those kids are laughing because Brady is getting hit in the face with seltzer water or lotion or whatever. Now, fast forward those kids to 17, and I do that again. It's a graphically different joke. Same exact joke, but take them 15 years later and go, that's the dude that did that thing to that guy's face.
It's
remember
disturbing.
That? Now, and then they realize you knew back then what you were doing. And you were like, it's funny. I'm surprised no one's going after The Hangover when Alan makes the baby masturbate. That's one of the funniest things I've ever seen on the big screen in my life.
I was abused in a video once by a Sonic, right. Sonic commercials. I mean,
we ate hot dogs together and it was dirty. Yes, very phallic. Two grown men in a Nissan Armada shoving hot dogs and whipped cream in each other's mouths. No, do we get Larry? Are we going to do a documentary about Larry for filming it?
Yeah.
I thought we created magic. Still available on YouTube if you're interested. But we did a sequel, for God's sakes. It was a, and then what was the first? Well, the first one was just, I don't remember what it was. The second one was with the whipped cream, if I recall. We were dipping your hot dog shakes. Into shakes. Yeah. Into the, and it was filthy. And then your face was covered in cream.
Right.
And you were unaware. And yeah, to a child, hilarious. To an adult, totally different animal. Now I want to watch Saved by the Bell. The other thing about Saved by the Bell, and that documentary needs to come out. We had Mark Paul Gosselaar on here, and he just basically said, we all had sex regularly back and forth. And I'm like, did you have sex with all of them? And he goes, yes. Like, immediately, I did. He dated Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Then they broke up. He didn't ever, Lisa Turtle liked him, Lark Voorhees. And he wasn't, you know, he didn't like her for whatever reason. I guess you can get a documentary, call him a racist.
Talk to Mario on all the other ones.
Well, yeah, and then Mario started to bang. He was banging Elizabeth Berkley. They swapped out. And nice. Then, I think everybody but Screech, and then Tori Spelling came on, and I'm like, and he goes, we had a lot of fun on the set. We were teenagers. And I'm like, oh, did anyone know about it? Everyone knew what was going on. I'm like, okay, and nobody threw a fit. Wow. Saved by the Bell was just a seed-slinging, you know, trapped kids. They put six really good-looking people in one room and said, all right, take your hormones and put them over there for a little bit. We're not watching. And they just started hosing each other, which I like even more. I think it makes me show the show is now there's some authenticity to it. It's great stuff.
Like you said, the kids and every show, so even talking about Brady Bunch, Joni and Chachi.
Oh, yeah. They all started humping. Joni and Chachi were doing it.
I get strong.
Well, there we are, Brady, doing our hot dog thing. Oh, man, this is not pretty. If you want to see it, it's called the 98 KUPD. We did this in 2008.
Brady with hair.
Brady had hair. I did not.
Quite a bit on your face there. You gotta watch.
That is filthy. All right, I'm not.
Where's the hot dog part?
That was abuse. You know,
start feeding him with a hot dog. Like, try to clean off his face with a hot dog. That's
wow.
This is coming off.
Man,
real good.
I am. That is disturbing. Somebody should be sued for that. Brady got pudding all over his face, and I cleaned it off with a hot glizzy.
Did you even see the?
Oh yeah, no. There's some slurs in it. Actually, yeah. One of the things that comes up on screen we didn't put on there says "homo bird." Yeah, because you used to be able to laugh at stuff. Anyway, what are you gonna do?
Next on Bear TV.
I don't know. I think we just make victims of everybody. If somebody's mean, we're like, ah, he's got it. You can have a boss that's mean to you. It's all, and I'll tell you, it's all, I've only had one. I've only had a boss that's kind of awful. I've never been raped by anybody. So I'm not comparing apples and apples here, but I'm pretty sure I don't want to compare them. I know that I would pick mean boss day in, day out over guy who's raping me in the closet. I think that is a real easy, which is worse kind of documentary.
Both cases, you should just leave.
Yeah, I mean, I can see where you start the documentary with like, man, start it all off here. It was a tough place to work in the first place. The boss was really rough on us, like really rough. Then something else happened that made that not such a big deal. So, yeah. Again, go back in time. I've said this before, and go look at the old Shirley Temple. Like everything they made that little girl do at age 6 and 7, they dressed her up as a hooker. Couple. So look at Brooke Shields in the 70s and 80s.
Oh,
she's doing nude scenes.
Yeah, she with Blue Lagoon. She was underage, wasn't she at that time?
Completely. Yeah. She was underage in the George Burns movie where she got naked. She did that movie with Susan Sarandon where she was a 13-year-old prostitute naked. I mean, it's never been good for children and active. And again, the Jesse James thing. Where, why do you rob banks? Because that's where the money is. Ask a child molester. Why did you want to work at Nickelodeon? It's where the money was. His currency is different.
Scout leader.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Scout everywhere. Yeah. Priests. I can put the dress on, hang around the kids, and nobody questions me. It's a bank to me, and I'm a bank robber. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? A good one. We'll scream it together. You call us, 585-9800, and let's yell as loud as we can into this perfect morning. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.